This goes to Lori Brickner, B-R-I-C-K-N-E-R, P-A-C, fax 989-775-6472. Regarding Eva Shipman, S-H-I-P like Paul, M like Mary, A, N like November. Date of birth 8/15 of 1938. Dear Ms. Brickner, this is a consultation for Mrs. Shipman, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, which was noted 9/5 of 2023. Creatinine level was 1.02, estimated GFR 54, 9/28 of 23, creatinine is 0.94, GFR 59. During her hospitalization for the atrial left atrial appendage clipping, her creatinine increased to 1.7 at that time, but then it decreased back down to 1.02 at time of discharge with estimated GFR of 54. She had been very hypotensive after taking blood pressure medication after the procedure, and she needed pressors to improve that problem. But that did resolve spontaneously. The date of admission was 10/5 of 23, and she was discharged 10/13 of 23 in Midland. And the procedure was done by Dr. Esan, E-S-A-N. Well, she is feeling better. Her biggest complaint is fatigue, and she does have nocturia 4 to 5 times a night. She feels as if that may be causing the fatigue because she doesn't get back to sleep immediately after having to get up so often. She did have a kidney ultrasound done November 16th of 2023. That did not show any hydronephrosis, but it did show some possible scarring of the right kidney, less likely to be a kidney stone. And then she had an MRI done of the heart and abdomen that showed chronic right renal scarring was more the thought after having the MRI rather than a kidney stone. She did have moderately dilated atria, normal right and left ventricular function with ejection fraction of 80% both sides, no valve dysfunction, and normal myocardial delayed enhancement imaging was noted. But as creatinine was rechecked 1/2 of 24, it was 1.23 with GFR 43, and then she had a repeat lab done 4/1 of 24, creatinine slightly higher again, 1.33 with GFR around 39. After the procedure, she was started on Bumex. She was taking 2 milligrams every day with potassium. Now she's off the potassium and uses the Bumex up to 3 times a week, but not daily. She only uses it if her feet swell and she notices pain, swelling in the feet. She denies any shortness of breath, and when she does take the Bumex, it does resolve the swelling. And since the procedure, she was started on Tecosin for the paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and that has kept her rhythm normal since starting it. It's 250 milligrams twice a day currently, and she doesn't miss a dose. The main complaint she has is fatigue. No palpitations, no dizziness, no syncopal episodes, no further low blood pressure. No chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She does have some constipation without blood or melena. She did have GI bleeding from Eliquis, and that required stopping the Eliquis. And she was also going to have a Watchman procedure, but she was still bleeding, so this is why they did the open heart left atrial appendage clip procedure rather than a Watchman, so that she could stop the anticoagulation. And edema is intermittent, and She does not consume excessive amounts of salt. She tries to limit salt intake, and she does not believe she is an excessive water or fluid intake drinker. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, hypothyroidism, edema of the lower extremities, glaucoma, constipation, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and GI bleeding caused by Eliquis, which resolved when the med was stopped. Past surgical history, she's had the atrial clip ligation open heart procedure, and that was of the left atrial appendage, and that was in October of 2023. She's had bilateral total hip replacements. She had a right upper chest, lower abdomen, or upper abdomen, lower chest mass removal many years ago that was benign. She had a lump removed on her thyroid gland. She's had glaucoma surgery. She's had a hysterectomy and cholecystectomy. Social history, the patient does not smoke. She rarely consumes alcohol. She denies illicit drug use. She lives alone and is retired. Family history is significant for type 2 diabetes, hypertension, and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to Norco, penicillin, Bactrim, and Eliquis. Medications, she's on aspirin, 81 milligram daily, bisoprolol, 10 milligram twice a day, several glaucoma drops. The Bubex is 2 milligram once daily as needed for swelling, and she has not used it for about 5 days. Teicosin, 250 milligram twice a day. Zyrtec, 10 milligram daily. Pepcid, 40 milligram daily. Synthroid, 50 microgram daily. And Miralax, if needed for constipation. She does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, height 62 inches, weight 168 pounds, pulse 67, and oxygen saturation is 97% on room air. Blood pressure is 124 over 60, that's left arm sitting, large adult cuff. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart sounds are distant, but they are regular. No murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, no palpable masses, no organ enlargement. Extremities, she has a trace of 1+ ankle edema about halfway up to the knee bilaterally. And decreased sensation in the soles of her feet. Pulses 1+ to 2+ bilaterally. And labs, the most recent lab studies were done 4-1 of 2024. Creatinine 1.33. Calcium is 9.8. Sodium 136. Potassium 3.9. Carbon dioxide 26. Cholesterol was 245. Triglycerides 156. HDL 43, and LDL is 172. And apparently she's restarted on a statin. She's not sure of the name, but since those labs were done, she's restarted statin therapy. 1-2 of 24, hemoglobin is 12.8, normal white count, and normal platelets. And urinalysis was done 9-28 of 2023. Negative for blood and negative for protein. Liver enzymes were normal. Magnesium 2.1. Assessment and plan 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, which appeared to have started in the fall of 2023, just prior to the atrial clip ligation of the left atrial appendage, open heart procedure, and then the acute renal incident that occurred while hospitalized, which did resolve with pressors and IV fluid and further treatment. She will have labs again on 5-3 of 24, and we've asked her to stay off the Bumex that she's been off 5 days, at least until Friday. And we'd like her to limit fluid intake, 56 to 64 ounces in 24 hours. She should continue to follow her low-salt diet. She'll keep her legs elevated while sitting in a chair as much as possible. And we're going to try to minimize Bumex use as much as possible. Hopefully the creatinine level will be back to baseline. Usually 0.9 to 1.0 was the previous baseline before the atrial appendage procedure was done. Otherwise, we may be able to help possibly a lower dose of Bumex and a limited, as limited as possible use. And she's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.